Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula sa Pilipinas ang taga-Sydney na ngayon nakabase sa Pilipinas, si Elizabeth Hermosura. Magandang araw, Elizabeth!
Good morning!
Salamat sa panahon mo.
Taka na.
Mabuti! Ikaw, kamusta na?
Mabuti naman.
Ikaw ngayon nasa Pilipinas dahil sa iyong kumpanyang Disrupt. Tama ba?
Oo.
Pwede mo kami bigyan ng background kung ano yung Disrupt?
We call ourselves Resources as a Service. Essentially, what that means is we're an outsourcing company focused on IT and the cloud. So a lot of our customers are international. They're all in the Australia, New Zealand, and the US. All of our delivery team are in the Philippines. When Andrew and I started the company, we chose the Philippines because this is where I was born. You know, just providing employment for the Filipinos was a good thing to do. Andrew actually lived here for 7 years before I met him, and you know, he loves the people, he loves the country. You know, we worked in India, we worked in you know, South America, and all those other offshoring countries, but we deliberately chose the Philippines because it's the center of the universe for us. So, you know, this is where our team are. During COVID, a lot of people opened up their eyes and minds to having people anywhere in the world. So the business took off, and we redeployed ourselves here in the Philippines to help with the growth of the business.
So 5 years old ka nung nagtungo yung mga magulang mo mula Pilipinas para manirahan sa Sydney. At ngayon, full circle, nagbalik ka na sa Pilipinas.
Yes. Sabi ko nga, hindi ako pwede magtira dito dahil ano, yung ibang yung lifestyle, diba? So, nandito na ako.
At binalik ka ng tadhana, ika nga. It was destiny or fate that led you back to the Philippines.
It must be right.
Pero bago pa yon, nung naninirahan ka dito sa Sydney, patuloy ang pakipag-ugnayan mo sa mga kababayan nating Pilipino. At saka patuloy ka rin na, ika nga nila, na you continue to pay it forward. Dahil ikaw ay nasa IT industry, nagturo ka rin ng coding sa mga bata?
I love kids. Ever since I was young, always looked after them. And in all of my corporate roles, I've always done something to give back to the community. So all of it was to do with IT because that's the industry I was in. Cybersecurity, you know, was very big on teaching you tech. So I helped found Coder Dojo in New South Wales. And, you know, we taught kids aged from about 5 till 12 on how to code. So every weekend during school holidays, we'll have programs for them and the kids will come into the office. My colleagues and I would teach the kids how to code. So it was a very good thing. I'm a strong advocate for females in IT, being in a very male-dominated industry. I always advocated for women in leadership positions. So I continue that fight today. You know, I do some mentorship with an organization called Tech Girls Are Superheroes. A lot of my team in the Philippines, the females are in leadership roles. So my head of HR is female. My country manager in the Philippines is female. My head of talent is female. Not on purpose, but, you know, like, obviously our CEO is male, so we have a very balanced, diverse leadership team. So it helps with, you know, the growth of the business, different minds, different opinions, personalities. It helps make us a better company and a stronger company for that.
And coming from a Filipino family, you know the strength and the capacity of the Pinay, don't you?
Yes. Yep, you know, family's the heart. When I interview anybody into the company, so I've interviewed every single employee that started with us since 2016. So we're trying to break down the barriers of, you know, the bureaucracy, the political stuff that exists in Filipino companies, you know, where you cannot speak to the manager unless you've spoken to the team leader and all that kind of stuff. So we want to get rid of that. So every single one of our employees talks to either myself or Andrew McCarroll, who's our CEO, you know, just to have that culture fit, make sure that they understand that, you know, we don't, we're a family. So their opinions matter, their thoughts matter. We're here to help them, and we're here to help them grow and succeed in life, not just because, you know, we're employees. We actually generally care for everybody that we have in the team. So, you know, like my HR director comes every Monday. We have a talk. You know, it's just become a routine. You know, if the people are in Makati and they want to stop by for lunch or dinner, that our house is open to them. So we're very family oriented. My older brother, Marco, who is the ambassador for BT, actually works in a company. He's the country manager for Australia and New Zealand. My daughter, Alexandra Brooks, is our CSR lead based in Brisbane. So, you know, when we say that it's a very family-oriented company, it really is.
And because you are family and you treat your employees as family, you've managed to work better, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a strong foundation, right? You have a strong company because you've got a strong foundation, and, you know, we treat each other with respect. So our core values in the company is trust, respect, results. We believe that without those three, we cannot succeed. So I trust my employees 100%. They trust me to do right by them. You know, we work together, and our results are driven for our customers, right? So, you know, it's a really strong foundation to have.
And you did mention that your 19-year-old daughter, who's based in Brisbane, is your corporate social responsibility lead. And that's a big thing for you, isn't it? It's very important for you to give back.
Absolutely. Like, it's something that I've always done. You know, since I started working, I started sponsoring children through Compassion, right? So, you know, it's something that I've always personally wanted to do. I've always said, you know, if I won the lottery and could retire, I'd always open up an orphanage. I'm very big on it. I think it's my calling, it's my higher call, I guess. You know, I love to help people. So.
And you did say you love children.
It is important. I do. I've got five of my own, right? So, you know, I love them.
You do really walk the talk.
Mm-hmm. And, I do.
And you've shown that recently when you formed a three-year partnership with Bahai Tuluyan.
Yeah, so I met Catherine. I watched this YouTube video that she did during the President Duterte's presidency in the Philippines. And, you know, it's not unknown to everyone that, you know, a lot of children were being used to traffic drugs and all that kind of stuff. So when Duterte's thing was to take down all the drug lords, these kids were then left on the streets with nothing. So no income, obviously in a very dire situation. They didn't know any better. So Catherine was trying to find ways to help these kids to get off the streets. And, you know, that the YouTube video that I watched touched me. So I asked my EA to hunt down the founder of BT, and she found Catherine. So Catherine, I emailed her, asked her for a meeting.
Who's also an Australian?
Yeah, she was based in Melbourne as a human rights lawyer, and came to the Philippines doing missionary work, from what I understand, back in 2003, I think, and ended up in the Philippines. Her Tagalog is a lot better than mine. Like, I'm so in awe of her Tagalog. It's really, she speaks it very well.
And Bahai Tuluyan
is
a safe haven for street children or children who are victims of abuse, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. So when I spoke to her, what was important for me, like a lot of organizations that I've spoken to when they are dealing with children, it's not to discredit them, but a lot of them, they didn't have a holistic approach. So when I spoke to Catherine about BT, Bahai Tuluyan, she said that, you know, from age 2 to 24 is the age group that she kind of focuses on. And so from the young kids who are escaping domestic violence, abuse, or anything like that, you know, she takes them in, helps them to reconnect with a family member. So she doesn't talk about orphanages or, you know, giving them away. She wants to reconnect with the family. Like we mentioned before, right, Filipinos, the blood, the family is extremely important. So she tries to reconnect them with a family member. And then if she doesn't succeed, then she takes them on and puts them through a life skills program to ensure that by the end of their stay at Bahai Tuluyan, they can actually fend for themselves. They'll have a future, not just, you know, get back on the streets again. So, you know, she helps them find jobs. She helps them, you know, get bank accounts open, ride a bus. A lot of these kids haven't ever left their provinces. So, you know, they don't know how to speak to a bank officer. They don't know how to, what paperwork that they need to get identification. So all those little things that will help them provide a future for themselves and keep them off the streets.
And it's actually helping them help themselves.
Exactly.
This three-year partnership, what are your goals within the 3 years?
So our goals at the moment, you know, a percentage of our profit every month goes to Baha'i Tulian. So obviously, with a non-for-profit organization, they need funding. So we help with that. But more importantly for me, it's not just about throwing money at people. It's, you know, helping these guys find their life purpose. So we provide on-the-job training for any of her kids that want to get into IT or want to learn how to use a computer or, you know, create an email or even have an email application. Like I said, like these kids are have not been exposed to anything worldly. So, you know, they can come to our office. They've never been to an office before. So, you know, we explain to them all the different facilities. They can use the computer for the first time. They can, we help them with interviewing. So if they're about to go for a job interview, we help them prep for that. We make ourselves available. Our HR team will help write their CVs and all those kind of things. And then on the more materialistic side, you know, she takes in new children. She needs sanitary supplies. She needs some food and things like that. So we do that as well. And then they have rice planting day. So our colleagues all volunteer for those as well.
You don't just support through money, but you give support as well through mentoring and taking time out to spend time with the children.
Yes, and even her staff, right? So her staff need training and education on how to be better, you know, administrators or be better mentors. So we actually provide them with training and education as well. You know, I'm here available to mentor any of her staff members. I try to go there probably once every 2 months to just meet up with them. We provided them with some licenses for our online training platform, which is called Udemy Academy. You know, there's vast courses on there that they can do. So some of them want to learn, you know, Microsoft Office. Some of them want to learn how to use Google or do a leadership training course and all kind of stuff. So we give them licenses for that. So her staff are equipped to help with whatever situation that they have to deal with.
And Filipinos based in Sydney, in particular, would have the chance to show the support as well.
Yeah, so we're hosting a fundraiser on the 24th of August in Sydney. It's the first ever one that we've ever done for Baha'i Tulian, so we really want it to be successful. We are calling on all of our corporate clients, our families, our friends, anyone that wants to support the cause. And Catherine will also be hosting one in Melbourne, where we're hoping that we get a really good turnout for that. And the kids, she's actually flying in, I think, 2 to 3 children to give them that exposure as well. It's going to be a really good experience for them.
Wow, looking forward to that. And hopefully we'll see you again when you visit here in Australia.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth Hermosura from Disrupt, supporting Baha'i Tulian in the Philippines.
Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.